There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Why fly? Because it's quicker to get there than driving. 7. That's the hour. It's going to be one of those hours, eh? All right. It'll only be one of those hours if Roberta Fasanelli is here with Jennifer Horn. Ken Kessler.
Who?
What? Who?
Who?
Oh, okay. So.
What did I miss?
Well, you haven't missed. I actually saved this for you, frankly.
Okay.
By the way, it's trash day. Get the trash out. That applies to you. Get the trash out so it doesn't...
Yes, thank you.
It's
out there, yes.
Okay, so Donald Trump has made some statements recently that are controversial. How do you like that as
what?
A premise for a conversation? Donald Trump and controversy?
Shocking.
No.
Shocking.
No. Okay, so there's this whole thing about him and Megyn Kelly. And you know that the whole thing...
There is?
It just... It annoys me.
I hadn't heard.
It annoys me because she annoys me. She doesn't annoy me because... And I'm really tired of getting people saying, wow, that's... You don't like women. No. I don't like people who are smug. It makes no difference what their sex is. I find her just completely annoying. Okay? And I have a right to be annoyed by her as I have a right to be you, have a right to be annoyed by whomever you're annoyed by. So, having said that, the whole thing sort of been put in a different scope because of Trump now sort of getting along with Roger Ailes, and he's got a two-part thing with Hannity, and he's, you know, everybody's perfect now at Fox. So, the thing that troubles me about the premise of the focus on Megyn Kelly is that, what was it he said, blood came out of her eyes or every pore in her body or something like that. Was that the quote?
Something like
close
that.
To that. Yeah.
Blood coming out of her eyes or wherever.
Right. Okay.
Or wherever. You know, the now, wherever being, you know, people were thinking wherever.
Apparently, yeah, the wherever. Good folks in the news media chose to pay attention to that remark as it applied to Megyn Kelly. But they
instead
have not
of
chosen
putting it in context,
to,
yeah.
To everybody else who's in the
right.
News media. Pretty much he says the same thing about it. So I thought
this
we'd grab
great.
A piece of audio from... A presentation, an appearance that he made, where he talks...
I want to correct you, actually. This isn't a piece of audio. This is actually, like, the real audio.
That's what I mean. It's the
what
real
audio. What you're getting in media is a piece of the audio. We're going to give you the whole scoop.
Okay, so here is Donald Trump, and I'm not even sure who is in this with him, but the reference is to any number of people who he not only describes Megyn Kelly this way, but
this
others.
This is the real, this is him on Don Lemon's show,
Don
which
Lemon,
is where all of this controversy started
right,
where
okay.
he said the comments about Megyn Kelly.
I forget about Don Lemon because I find him forgettable, too.
It's a great name, though, isn't it?
It is,
Don
right.
Lemon.
Well, everybody,
well,
who else, what other reporter or anchor at CNN can you name beside Don Lemon? Name one.
Wolf. Is Wolf still there?
Yeah, Wolf is still there.
Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper.
Okay.
That's it.
All
Chris
right.
Cuomo.
Yeah. So you get four. Thank
Michaela
you.
Kayla Pereira.
I don't pay attention to that.
All right.
Yeah.
You're
all right. So here's, yes. Here's the audio from that conversation. Listen to the context of the blood coming out of everywhere comments.
Well, let's talk about Megyn Kelly because you brought her up. She did push you, pushed a lot of people. But what is it with you and Megyn Kelly?
Well, I just don't respect her as a journalist. I have no respect for her. I don't think she's very good. I think she's highly overrated. But when I came out there, you know, what am I doing? I'm not getting paid for this. I go out there and, you know, they start saying, lift up your arm if you're going to, you know, I didn't know there'd be 24 million people. I figured, but I knew it was going to be a big crowd because I get big crowds. I get ratings. They call me the ratings machine. So I have, you know, she gets out and she starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever, but she was, in my opinion, she was off base. And by the way, not in my opinion, in the opinion of hundreds of thousands of people on Twitter, because it has been a brutal day. In one way, a great day for Fox, and another day, in the Twitter sphere, it's been very bad because she's been very badly criticized.
Let's take a look.
She's a lightweight. I couldn't care less about her. In fact, you're competing against her, and I'm doing your show. That's interesting.
Let's take a look at some of that, because you have been tweeting and you've been retweeting some pretty harsh language, Mr. Trump. So let's go through some of them. You said, "Wow, Ed, Megyn Kelly really bombed tonight. People are going wild on Twitter. Funny to watch." Then you retweeted someone who wrote, "Fox viewers give low marks to Bimbo. Ed, Megyn Kelly will consider other programs." And then one of your top aides retweeted this, Mr. Trump, "Boycotting Megyn Kelly at Real Donald Trump. We can gut her." A lot of people are wondering about this language when it comes to women. Do you worry that that kind of talk might drive some women voters away?
Well, I didn't see the last one, but she's able to take care of herself. She's somebody that's, you know, pretty tough, and I'm sure she can take care of herself. But, you know, she's just somebody I don't have a lot of respect for. I don't think she's got major talent. I don't think she's got very much talent at all. I mean, she's sitting there reading questions. She rehearsed for it for a long time. And, you know, I'm also not a fan. You know, the great Mike Wallace was a friend of mine. In fact, he did me on 60 Minutes. He was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal 60 Minutes. But he was a friend of mine. He was a tough cookie, and he was great. And the son is only a tiny fraction of Mike, believe me. There's a big difference between Mike Wallace and Chris Wallace, because I watched him last night, you know, blood pouring out of his eyes, too. And I'm saying to myself, what am I doing? I'm here in front of all these people. I'm doing Fox a favor by doing this show. And what am I doing? And then they, you know, come out with these vicious questions, and they got very badly criticized.
All right. So the reference, that you could hear some of the audio from the debate playing in the background, that's what it was.
Been consistent, yeah. With
yeah. So the blood out of his eyes thing, the reason that I really wanted to hear all of that was to hear him say what he did about Chris Wallace and then ask out loud to the news media that's covering him, why didn't you put that into the same context as the Megyn Kelly? Is it because she's a woman? Is it because it makes it easy? There are a lot of people in the Republican Party who are worried about the what they call the Trump tsunami and female voters, because they think that they need to improve their standing among women. Well, you think that Trump is the only person in the Republican Party that doesn't speak to women? Hello, what planet are you on? They don't speak to people who are millennials, whether they're men or women. They don't speak to people who are of color for the most part, even though they try to, with people like Ben Carson and Clarence Thomas and you know, a few people that are of significance. But they're just their message. The core message is not there. It isn't. The core message is not friendly to women. The core message is not friendly to blacks. It isn't friendly to a lot of minorities. And so who are you kidding? And this is one of the reasons that I dropped out of the Republican Party. And one of the reasons I don't want to talk about politics much in my program, except it's hard to, in this season of craziness, to stay away from it. But I find myself offended by the news media is my number one target, because I think they are doing the most damage to our country, frankly. I don't think the damage to our country is coming as much from the outside as it is from the inside.
And it's all in our consumption habits, too. I mean, no one. And here, I'm going to admit guilt, and you're going to have to admit guilt along with me, Doug and Roberta and Ken, is that we talked about the Trump comment with Megyn Kelly, because it didn't sound edited. It sounded just like what it was.
We didn't get to the bottom of it.
But we didn't listen to the whole piece of audio.
We didn't.
None of us did, or we would have said something. And, you know, that just shows you how messages get started and perpetuated.
Right.
Because the minute somebody reports on this and we go, oh, he said this about Megyn Kelly, and then all of a sudden it becomes the number one talk topic of the week, and it's wrong.
Yep.
I mean, you know, and I apologize for that. I'm going to, you know, this is a good lesson for me. This is really important that we get this audio out there, because not just in this case, but just in every case.
Nobody else is playing that audio.
No.
Nobody. So there. You've got something else to think about. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Roberta or Ken at DougStefan.com. Richie's got a couple of days off, and so we work our way through.
We're putting him on demand. He's wearing the dunce cap because he's taking the punishment for us not listening to this.
Really? Okay, that's
right?
What it is.
Yeah, he's the one for this.
This is the last week for the Heart Health Challenge here on Good Day. Did you know it's a fact that if you're over 40, your nitric oxide levels are dropping? American Heart Association says maybe to half of what you need. So what does that mean to you? It means your circulation isn't what it used to be and your arteries aren't as healthy as they ought to be. That's why your doctors start saying, watch your blood pressure. That's why your energy and stamina go down. That's why when you go to the gym, you don't get the results. It's harder all the time. Why men start wondering what's going on, if you will. You know what I mean? Neo 40 is a convenient, natural, fast-melt tablet you can take on the go. It uses your own saliva to make more nitric oxide, which will help you keep your heart, your arteries, and other important parts healthy. Now, as I said, this is the last week for the Good Day Heart Health Challenge. When you purchase two boxes of Neo 40, you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, the free book on nitric oxide, free saliva testing strips, and free shipping, along with a money-back guarantee. I took the saliva challenge and didn't have as much as this as I'm taking. I don't have enough in my system. So it's a good way for you to find out what's going on in your system. Check out the Heart Health Challenge. Call 800-655-4183 to order the Neo 40. Get the free Super Beats. Keep your system functioning well all day long. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com to have the whole thing explained, certainly much more than I can in 60 seconds or so. Or 800-655-4183. A lot of people like to go there because they can talk to an operator and get more of the story. So get the story, get the product, get healthy, stay healthy. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, I'm Representative Helen Miller, Board Chair of Women in Government. August is National Immunization Awareness Month, and with the new school year approaching, now is the time to check your teen's protection against vaccine-preventable diseases. As your children become teenagers, they need to be protected against diseases they are increasingly vulnerable to, including meningitis, whooping cough, and HPV. Talk with your doctor about vaccines for teens. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
We'll be right back. healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
People say I look like me, Dad. All right.
Don't interrupt.
Excuse me? I got a Chelsea.
Don't interrupt.
Our one in wonder contest. C'est la vie. Hey, boy, sitting in your tree. Mommy always wants me to come for tea. Don't be shy. Straighten up your tie. Get down from the tree. Sitting in the sky. I wanna know just what I do. It's a very big, it's a room for two. I got a house with windows and doors. I'll show you mine, show me yours. Jennifer comes in. Alright, so our one hit wonder is the number one song during this week in 1999. Group from Dublin, Ireland. Only one top pop song in their career. This is it. And a lot of people, hey, this is so much of this music, ooh, I don't want to even say it, but it does sound the same. Yeah, what'd you say? Is this atrocious?
Snob.
Hey,
what
hey,
do you
hey.
Any better than this?
3-0, it doesn't get any better than this for Jen Jen. 888-302-3684. Sounds like the Spice Girls, but it's not.
Uh-oh.
Yes, would you say that was true?
The Spice Girls were anime. That's what they
sound like. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one in wonder group and win a sample pack of Cedar Sides original organic bug spray so you can have it for your home and family. C'est la vie. 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Kara, will you? I bet your daughter Victoria liked this.
No, she's got much better taste.
Really? That's a slap at Jennifer. Wow.
I'm used to it. It's all right.
Okay.
Atrocious is too good a word to describe it.
Kenny, what do you think of this?
I don't.
This is great, you guys.
All right, so this is an Irish
listen
girl
to that
group.
Music.
Right. Twin sisters Adele and Levy Lynch. Keevy Lynch. Say it again, Doug. Adele and Keevy Lynch. And Lindsay Armau, I believe. Sinead O'Carroll. Is it O'Carroll or O'Connor?
Not to be confused with Sinead O'Connor.
Is she in this or is there another Sinead?
There's not a Sinead O'Connor in this truck. It's way too happy for Sinead O'Connor.
Okay. During the.
She'd be like, I hate the Pope! off in the background. You know, you
original heard. Active Time, which was from 97 to 2002. They released a couple of albums, six singles. Four of their singles reached number one in the UK pop. That's what I was thinking as I listened to this. It's so British. This is British pop music at its best.
Well,
whether you like
Irish
it or you
stuff?
Don't like it. Yeah, the Irish stuff. So anyway, the albums have sold 3 million copies around the world. Sinead O'Carroll left the group in 2002 to pursue a solo career. With her departure, Sony Records dropped the group from its roster and the group broke up. In 2012, it was announced that they would reunite for ITV documentary series The Big Reunion. Since the reunion, they've released new music and have toured. But even with the reunion, C'est La Vie is their only top pop single here in the United States. So what's the name of this group? We've got to figure this out quickly. 888-302-3684. And plenty of people listening that are Jennifer's age. They ought to remember these ladies. And by the way, I'll give you a hint. There was a well-known television program that was not named for this. I don't think this group came from the TV show either. Did they,
no.
Kenny? The name
no.
just happened to be something that corresponded. So the show was big in the 60s and 70s, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a movie made about it as well. So, does that help you out? Not enough, apparently, to make this work.
This is a really tough one, actually.
Do you think it is? Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll put away my Cedar side then. I'm not going to give any of that away.
Put away yet. You never know.
No, we're all out of time. Bewitched.
Oh, man.
The name of the group, Bewitched.
Bewitched.
All right, got it? Stay with me. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if you have cancer, diabetes, or even epilepsy, your dog might be the first to know. Studies have shown that dogs can be trained to sniff out cancers of the lung, breast, skin, bladder, and even the prostate. Researchers suspect the canines are picking up on an extraordinary faint scent that's given off by abnormal cells. Dogs are also increasingly being used as service animals for people with diabetes whose health can be harmed when their blood sugar peaks or drops. Specially trained dogs can now detect the scent of these fluctuations, letting the patient know if they have to give themselves more insulin or perhaps take less. And most mysterious of all, scattered reports that dogs can now predict epileptic seizures almost 45 minutes before it begins. No one knows exactly what the dogs might be picking up on, but theories range from an unknown smell to subtle changes in the dog's guardian. So one day you're going to be going to your doctor, instead of recommending pills, he's going to say, you know what, here's your prescription, two schnauzers and a Himalayan. I'll more next time.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Through the month of August. It's Wednesday, August the 12th on Good Day with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler monitoring what's going on in the world. The thought of the day comes from Mark Knopfler, who was from Dire Straits, who said, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
So true.
And our quote of the day today comes from Rick Perry, who said, quote, as the campaign moves along, tough decisions have to be made. Translation, staff doesn't get paid. That's an encouraging sign, isn't it, huh? Adios. I guess it depends on whether you like Rick Perry or not. Jennifer's very upset.
I do. I like him. I know, I've heard the same thing. The issue isn't that his super PAC doesn't have money, it's that his campaign doesn't have money.
Really?
So his super PAC is still nicely polished, but his campaign isn't. And the same thing's happening with Rand Paul right now, from what I hear.
What's the point would be the question. We're starting something new on Good Day, wake-up service. We're going to offer to anybody who's having a birthday a wake-up call on your birthday. Send us on Facebook. Kenny, you're posting this. I guess you probably already did at facebook.com/good day. Do you have to repeat things? Is it like Craigslist? You have to keep posting things if you want them to stay on the top of the list. Is that how it works with Facebook? I never quite knew. Where'd Kenny go?
Ken is actually, he's in the, he's waiting for Dr. Ron to be with us.
Really? How is he?
Kenny, right.
He's holding his breath till Dr. Ron gets
all right,
here.
So, Dr. Ron will join us a couple of minutes, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Anyway, the point is, so why don't I wait until he's here to make the point?
Why
make
don't
good sense?
You?
How about that?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right, so here's one of the trending stories at DougStephan.com today. Young couple, he's 21, she's 19. Just get married. They take a honeymoon. Where do they go on their honeymoon? Syria to join ISIS. Hooray!
That's crazy.
Doesn't that make a whole lot of sense? They are from Mississippi. Yeah,
they're 19. The girl, Jaylin Young, is 19.
Yeah.
Mohammed Dakalalala.
Is that his name? Oh, now come on.
Dakalalala.
Yeah.
He's 22. And they were arrested in Columbus, Mississippi, as they were attempting to fly to Syria to join ISIS.
So you don't get to Syria from Columbus, Mississippi.
Well, I'm sure they're probably going to make a stop somewhere, I'm guessing. Yeah.
They're accused of conspiring and attempting to provide material support resources for ISIS.
He's a chemistry major.
Ah.
Is he from here, or is he, like, from elsewhere?
Well, with that name, I think you can probably guess that he's got roots over there.
Not necessarily. I mean, he could just be a Muslim in America.
Yeah.
Does he look... Well, I don't want to go down the same street that I accuse other people of going down. That's simplistic. Mohammed Oda Dakalala.
See?
All right, so the attorney representing these people declined to comment to reporters outside the federal courthouse after the hearing there yesterday. There's a public defender involved in this. Well, they don't have the same lawyer. Oh, that's interesting.
Apparently, she told the judge that she was the mastermind behind the plans.
Really?
Yeah, she admitted that this was all her idea.
Really? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
I wonder how lost these kids are.
That's it. Thank you.
Especially, okay.
Like they really have to be lost.
They have to be. And I get the guys, okay? They want to go over and blow stuff up. And, okay, I guess I can sort of understand that.
Oh, it's testosterone. Oh, yes.
But I don't know how a woman in her right mind.
Testosterone. I don't want to go over there and blow things up.
It's because you do super beats.
You're not even allowed to show your face. I just don't. I mean, you can vote. You can drive a car. You can go to school. You can go to whatever you want. You can walk out of your house and do whatever you want. You don't have to have anybody else with you to go to a situation where that is definitely not the case. I mean, it just blows my mind, these women.
Yeah. All right. Yesterday, a couple of officials let us know that they have charged 9 people for being involved in a 5-year-long hacking scheme. So if you don't remember what happened, 2 Ukrainian men hacked into services that distribute press releases for big corporations. Those press releases contain things like earnings reports, merger announcements, and then they were passed off to traders. These people involved made by trading on the information before the fact. I think it's called insider trading. $100 million these 2 Ukrainian guys made.
Wow.
I mean, regardless of the fact that it's crooked, it's pretty smart. Right? You figure out how this works? Insider trading. This is a whole new world. People don't understand that what we hear all day long, every day, is how computers are changing our lives. I don't know that I feel that the computer life that we're leading is making our lives better, frankly. I don't see it. I see it that I have to use them. So in that way, it makes much more information available to me. It makes my mind lazier because I don't actually have to go out and do the research. I don't have to go find.
Who knows how to spell anymore? We don't have to spell.
No, but I'm talking about for what we do here. I have much more information instantly available to me. So hopefully it makes my program more interesting. It makes me more interesting and Jennifer more interesting and Roberta more interesting. All of us have more information on our fingertips, at our fingertips. But what is it doing to our brains? That we have we don't need. We have all this information available, so we don't need to do what I used to do. I used to physically get newspapers in the morning and go through them, take a scissors, cut out the stories that I wanted, or go through magazines or read books. Mm-hmm. God knows, I would. And so
books.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What's a book? Who reads books anymore?
I do.
Yeah. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. So it's something that is worth consideration. Good news today from the oil industry. Oil prices at a six-year low. The devaluation of the Chinese yuan. Yuan, yuan. What is it? The yuan, yuan?
Yuan.
Yuan. Okay. Yuan.
Mm-hmm.
Higher Iranian oil production now. They want to get back in the game. So the price for what they call West Texas Intermediate crude for September delivery was just over $43 a barrel.
Wow.
That translates to $1.88 a gallon, or it ought to. You should be paying less than $2 across the board no matter where you are. So everybody who's paying more than $1.88 a gallon is getting yensed. As my
Can I tell you the latest from California, where my great state of California?
Yeah.
So you know, Dougie, as a part-time resident to the state, that our gas prices have been ridiculous. People in Alabama paying $2, we're paying almost $5, right?
Yep.
At least $4.
Yep.
So their gas tax that has been affecting us has been taken away. The government is proposing, the governor, Jerry Brown, is proposing taking away this gas tax from us. Great news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wants to replace it. Mm-hmm. With meters in your car, and they will tax you for every mile that you drive.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
So not only are they taxing California you for every mile that you drive, but Big Brother is then in your car so they can track where you've been, where you're going, where all these places are, all because, are you ready for this? They don't have enough money to fix the roads. Mm-hmm. Here's a clue. If you had fixed them right the first time, you wouldn't be in this situation now. Right. Start doing real work on the roads. Come on, people.
All right, you want to hear something else? That shows you how crazy things are in California as opposed to everything else. Wonderful state. I love having, I don't know if I love having a home there, but I would, if I sold this home, I'd never buy another one. I'd just rent a house. But the essence of how crazy it is to live there, underlined in terms of transportation by the latest from Uber. Did you know, last month, the state of California required Uber to pay most of their drivers, as if they were full-time employees.
Right. They don't like having independent contractors.
No. So they're going to have to pay insurance and, health, all that stuff. So Uber at first considered just getting out of the state, dropping California, until one of their accountants pointed out to the owners, 30% of your revenue from the worldwide operations of Uber comes from California. Do you realize that, Jennifer? 30%. That's how widely used Uber. That's why they're trying to do something about this, because everybody's using Uber. So they get slapped in the face. Here's the way to reward you for being a smart American businessman. We're going to screw you every way we can because you're disrupting the status quo.
Not so fast.
Yeah.
They're fighting so hard. They just allowed Uber to go into LAX for the first time.
Right.
And now they've pushed them out and said no. And you're starting to hear, so they were allowed to go to LAX for like 2 weeks. Now the city council is saying, nope, you can't do it again, because they're just so, it boggles the government's mind when you can have a company that's actually making money. They want their chunk of
it,
you know?
Absolutely.
And plus, these unions, like the taxi companies, are really spending a lot of money to work against Uber, because they realize it's going to put them all out of business. Instead of looking at this as competition and making the cabs better, they're just wanting to knock them out politically.
Yep, that's what it is. And you get screwed if you're a resident of California. 16 before the hour, 44 after. In a moment, Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us with some important health information right here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Fiber One. The most exciting summer holiday is upon us. And no, it doesn't involve fireworks. But you do get to indulge in America's favorite dessert whenever the craving strikes. July 30th is National Cheesecake Day, and this year Fiber One has decided to turn it into a month-long celebration with its new cheesecake bars in two delectable flavors, salted caramel and strawberry. Lisa Lillian, best-selling author and creator of Hungry-Girl.com.
Summertime is full of temptation, so you need to choose wisely. There are lower calorie options for all of our favorite foods, even cheesecake. When you're looking for a sweet treat, try a portion-controlled Fiber One cheesecake bar. Each one has 150 calories and 20% of your daily fiber.
And what better way to celebrate than with a cheesecake sweepstakes? Visit Fiber One on Facebook for the chance to win a year's supply of Fiber One cheesecake bars and cash prizes through August 31st. For full rules, visit Facebook.com/Fiber One.
46 after the hour, pleasure and a privilege to have Dr. Ronald Hoffman with us each week at this time to talk about the information that he's participating in either discovering or disseminating. He has a great website and a newsletter. You can find at Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com with two F's, Dr. Hoffman, for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. There's a conversation this week about carbs. As a matter of fact, my lady and I were talking about carbs because when I first went on this extreme exercise program that I'm on, I got off of all carbs. Stopped eating ice cream, cakes, cookies, candy. Stopped eating potatoes, rice. Anything that pasta that had carbs in them, just
you sort of went paleo, paleo diet. You know,
yep. And then I found myself, even though I leaned up, I found myself craving. At first, I kind of got around it. I don't know how, but I found myself craving. So this morning, for example, I had a baked potato with butter on it already. I had some pasta the other night. Last night I had a little ice cream with blueberries. I find myself going back, and then I'll put on a couple of pounds because of it. So can we describe the difference between why is this normal? Am I having a hunger because I swore off of it too quickly? Yeah. What's the read from your perspective?
Well, it's sometimes hard to distinguish between true and false cravings. I mean, obviously, there are obese people who don't need it, who are craving sugar and carbs all the time. They're addicted. They have high levels of insulin because of their excess bodily fat, and so they have false cravings. But then there are times where people who are very active and put out a lot of physical and intellectual energy, like yourself,
thank you,
may need the carbs to fuel your body and fuel your brain. And the trick is to distinguish between the true cravings and the false cravings, and that's sometimes difficult. And, of course, there's also that initial period of withdrawal. People go through profound carbohydrate withdrawal. It's like nicotine withdrawal or caffeine withdrawal, drug withdrawal, because the body literally seeks out these chemicals to relax and soothe and, you know, provide you with a relaxation response.
All right. So is there a difference between the complex carbs and the simple carbs? Is it the direct versus the indirect effect of having sugary things in your body versus the system that when you put pasta or bread in it, it has to work it to get to the same solution?
Well, you know, the main difference between now and a century ago is not so much the amount of carbs, although there's a plentiful amount of calories in our current diet. It's the form of the carbs. So, you know, a century ago, kids did get some candy, but it was, you know, an occasional treat. They give you a nickel to go to the corner store to buy, you know, some candy.
Right.
But now it's, you know, 24/7, and it's the soda. And this is the simple carbs. The complex carbs break down more slowly. They all break down to sugar eventually, but the complex carbs have what's called a lower glycemic index. They hit you less quickly. Mm-hmm. It's sort of time-release carbs. And that's ultimately better for the body. It doesn't give you a jolt. You're less satisfied, perhaps, but yeah. Ultimately it keeps
you. So what should I do? What should people like me be doing if we need to have some carbs?
It depends. But, you know, my read of you is that you're an active, relatively lean individual without pre-diabetes who can do with a moderate amount of complex carbs. complex carbs. So yeah, the whole grains, you know, maybe you know, a baked potato or brown rice, something along those lines. Not cold cereal, not frosted flakes.
No.
You know, that's not going to work.
I miss them.
Well, that's a, you know, there's an emotional attraction to those things.
Oh, there is. It is amazing, but it does seem to. It has. It has affected me. Maybe it's a strange sugar affects your brain to a point. And then is there a discouragement factor that comes from not having sugar or sweets around? Yeah, I think that's part of the addictiveness that you're talking about. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on Good Day, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Do yourself a favor. Sign up for it without cost. Go to drhoffman.com and sign up for it. Get the information every week that Ron researches. It is pluperfectly powerful. How's that? 51 after nice. On Good Day.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Ears. A cacophony of animal sounds brings us around to the world of Warren. Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend on lots of great radio stations around the country. Go to petshow.com, warreneckstein.com, hugsandkisses.com. He has a great line, not a good line, a great line of minerals and vitamins together, and he blends them specifically for dogs or cats. You can find out about them at hugsandkisses.com. We have various reports that we need to go over here for the pet owner among us, who probably would represent most people have pets. So we'll
60%.
Get to that. What? How many?
60% of North Americans
have some kind of pet. All right.
Have some kind of pet.
So if your pets are attracting ticks and fleas and that sort of thing, you need Cedarside. You need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family, away from your pets. And Cedarside is the answer, the non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your your home. It harnesses cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that actually quickly kill and then repel bed bugs. Well, they're going to kill certain bugs. They're going to repel other bugs. That's the way it works. So if you got mosquitoes grabbing at your legs, you got fleas grabbing your dog's legs, you find ticks on your dog, you don't like it, of course you don't like it. Mites, scorpions, roaches, more. Spray on the head of the tick, where the tick is in the dog, spray the cedar side on it. Tick pulls out its head, drops to the floor. Don't have to do some of that stuff. I used to use, I use that now on Millie, but I make sure that Meredith does. But I used to use different things. I remember using gasoline, diesel fuel, using hydrogen peroxide, stuff like that.
This they would burn the back of the tick with a match. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, right. Don't do that. Use Cedarside. Go to cedarside.com. Use coupon code Doug for free shipping or call 800-842-1464 to order Cedarside. Talk to a human being about the other ways that you're using Mother Nature to fight bad things in Mother Nature. 800-842-1464 or go to cedarside.com. All right, so there are a number of things as usual going on here. Veterinarians and exotic pet experts say the expanded availability of certain species for pet owners has led to some of those snakes and lizards showing up in veterinarians' offices. I always wondered about this because we've talked about them. I wonder about Roberta with her tarantula. What happens if these exotic animals get sick? Do you just bring them to the vet?
Well, they have exotic veterinarians, and some veterinarians really? Are advertising their practice, dogs, cats, and exotic animals.
But bring your tarantula to us?
Bring your tarantula. Tarantula's not a bad pet. They just get a bad rap, but they're not really bad pets. But some of the other snakes, people will buy them when they're small. Like years ago, the iguana became a very popular pet, and the shelters and rescues were full of iguanas because people said, I didn't realize it was going to get that big. What did they think? It was going to get smaller, Doug?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, if you're looking for an exotic pet, first of all, I recommend the shelter and a puppy or a kitten or maybe even a bird. But the bottom line is, if you're looking for an exotic pet, let's say you want a reptile, and there are some reptiles that are great, certain snakes, for example, some boas make good pets. But you really have to educate yourself first and make sure there's a veterinarian in your area that will handle any problems.
My God, that's...
You don't like snakes. I get the feeling you don't like
I don't like spiders and snakes. All right, I think we talked a little bit about that cat that helped to bring about focus on the way to... We always talk about adopting dogs, but how many people talk about adopting cats? So there are more of these parties going on. You go and you eat, you maybe drink some beer and wine, and then you adopt. There are parties for adopting cats. $15 a person. You come in. There's one scheduled for September 14th at one of those kill centers in New York City. See, again, we focus on dogs only. I'm trying to be kinder to cats, pay more attention. I had no idea there were kill centers for cats as well as dogs, Warren.
More cats are put to sleep or killed at shelters around the country than dogs. There is such an overpopulation. Well, you know, let's face it, a cat, let's look at the cat's life. A cat can be pregnant and become pregnant while she's pregnant. So there's just an abundance of litters. However, there's a lot more stray cats. That's why I do a lot of work, what we call trap, neuter, release, where we trap the cats, spay them, neuter them, and release them in an area. Yeah, so it's important. I'm just not so sure that having a party is the right way to go unless the people coming to the party are pre-screened to make sure that they're capable and they have the ability to take care of whatever pet they adopt.
So they have good intentions, but maybe not good results.
That's why so many dogs are returned to shelters. You know, they adopt a dog or a cat in the shelter.
Yep.
For some reason, the dog takes a day or two to adjust, and by day three, he's got back to the shelter because he's not totally housebroken. So really prepare yourself for the arrival of a pet, just like you would for a baby.
Good advice from Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetcenter.com. 59 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.